Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ben and Ben Taliban, senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, also the author of a new report, Arsenal, Assessing the Islamic Republic of Iran's Ballistic Missile Program. Thinking about it right now, here in 2020s, the third decade of the 21st century, deterrence is one way they think of it. What do they mean by that, Ben?
Well, the regime, deterrence by punishment is quite critical for this regime. As we talked about during the Iran-Iraq War, they wanted to respond in kind. But now they can do more than respond in kind. They can punish and strike civilian and military targets specifically with precision strike capabilities of its solid propellant missile program. So ballistic missiles are designed to prevent someone from striking Iran or an Iranian interest or an Iranian asset to begin with, because they are designed to say, if you strike at us, we will punish you. We may not be able to stop your strike. We may not be able to deny your strike, but we will make you pay a greater cost for thinking that you could have even launched said strike. Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, has talked about this when he says, the enemy should know that if they hit one, they will receive 10. The point is that missiles could be used as an overwhelming punishing strike. And indeed, they have, because in January 2020, when the regime wanted to, quote unquote, punish America for killing its terrorist mastermind, Qasem Soleimani, in Iraq, it did so publicly rather than privately, and attributively rather than through a proxy, from its own territory rather than from foreign territory, using ballistic missiles.
Self-defense for their missiles. What is the thinking behind saying our missiles are only for retaliation when we're provoked?
Indeed, this is designed for the Iranian audience because the regime always wants to paint itself as being under attack from foreign audiences, and that if it is responding, it is because it was forced to respond to, meaning that it's trying to cut short the causal chain, meaning it can't be an Iranian provocation that led to a foreign response that led to our missile use. It is merely a Western provocation or a foreign provocation that is leading to our missile use.
And using missiles to communicate. This is a tough one. It's got domestic and foreign audiences. Let's talk about the foreign audiences. What do they communicate with a missile? Say they proliferate the missiles into Africa. What does that say about Iran? Superior technology? Guns for hire? How do they think about it?
Wherever in the world these missiles may end up, a widening radius for Iranian missile proliferation means that Iranian weapons shouldn't be sneered at in the ways that I think some military analysts used to maybe about a decade ago. There's really been a revolution in the military utility of Iran's most valuable weapon. It's not just a WMD delivery vehicle. I'm reminded quite prominently of a line by Wendy Sherman in the State Department in 2014 or 2015, if I'm not mistaken, when she was testifying before Congress about nuclear diplomacy with Iran and why missiles were not included. She said, it's not about the missiles per se, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's about when the missile is fused with the warhead. This fundamentally misreads Iran's missiles as merely a nuclear delivery vehicle, whereas they provide Iran with conventional and nuclear deterrence. So, A, the signal is that their capabilities are evolving, so you better take notice. B, sometimes they communicate. The report has pictures, for instance, of one of Iran's earlier Scuds that say in both Persian and Arabic, death to Saddam, death to the Soviet Union, death to Israel, death to America. They continue to write death to Israel on their missiles, just as recent as 2 weeks ago they did this. And they continue to actually act on this stuff with transfers to proxies who may end up using them against the Israelis or the Americans.
They're getting better all the time. Their engineers, their manufacturing improving year to year.
It's not consistent and it's not necessarily linear, but if you do want to correlate some of the dots rather than connect them, the trend lines are greater precision, greater range, a better understanding of how to do pre-target selection. For instance, Whenever Iran fires a ballistic missile from its own territory at military operations, during military operations, it is doing so against undefended targets, meaning the 7 times it has fired from its own territory since 2017, it has struck targets in Iraq and Syria where there are no competing, overwhelming, or overmatchable Western air defenses. However, it has no problem giving similar, if not greater, capabilities to its proxies, such as the Houthis in Yemen, to fire against superior Western air defenses like THAAD or Patriot. Because if someone is going to pay a price, it's better that that price is further away from your territory.
And you make the extremely important conversation. It's not about us. It's about Iran. It doesn't matter what Washington thinks, and it matters what Tehran thinks. What is their opinion now of their arsenal? Is it adequate to defend the Republic?
Indeed, but adequate is insufficient for the Republic. Therefore, it must always be improved. And with or without sanctions, with or without export controls, deal or no deal, this threat is growing. That's why the philosophy has to be stop the regime. Don't just think about one weapon or one nuke or one form of WMD. It has to be to constrain the regime overall, because the regime will funnel and siphon assets from wherever it can to fund what it believes to be its most important weapon. And make no mistake, these guys see the non-response from the U.S. after the Iranians struck 2 bases in Iraq in January 2020, causing over 140 traumatic brain injuries overtly and kinetically from their own territory, as America having been deterred by Iran's conventional military capabilities. So in this sense, these guys are riding a high, and they believe the better their missiles become, the more constrained and restrained the West, and in particular America, may be. And this lowers the bar for the use of force. So the more missiles, the less Western resolve, the more Iranian resolve, the more missile use. So expect more operations from Iran, not less, as time goes on.
Quickly, we have less than 2 minutes. Now and again, there's an aerospace item from Iran launching a satellite, attempting to watch a satellite. I've heretofore regarded that as deception, that it's just testing a ballistic missile for weapons. Or do they have an active space program? Are they looking to put reconnaissance satellites and other activities into orbit? We have about a minute.
Indeed, there is an active space program, but it's not limited to just space. There is an Iranian space agency and a cabal of Ministry of Defense-related contractors and research centers that do work on things like satellites. That portion is omitted from the report because what I'm more interested in the SLV, the space or the satellite launch vehicle, is not what goes into the payload chamber, meaning the satellite which could eventually provide for, from a military technology sense, the kind of imaging you assess. That is way down the line. What is much closer and what is much scarier, and what ironically Iranian hardline websites are beginning to herald when they see solid propellant, large diameter SLVs being tested using very, very large motors that have thrust vectoring capabilities that can maneuver, is that they are basically calling this an Iranian ICBM in the making. And the man who basically worked to reverse engineer some of those Scuds during the Iran-Iraq war and helped procure some of those Scuds during the Iran-Iraq war, at the tail end of his life, and he is called the founder of Iran's missile program, the father of Iran's missile program, he was working on a space and solid propellant program, a program which Khamenei, who allegedly is the one who put a 2,000-kilometer cap on Iran's missiles, called the Clear Path. So, John, your gut instinct was right, that these guys are increasingly working on an ICBM in the public domain through the prism of a satellite or a space program.
The report is Arsenal, Assessing the Islamic Republic of Iran's Ballistic Missile Program. Ben and Ben Talablu, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.